Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about, so you've completed 1,000 deals, now what? In fact, that's the theme for this week. You've completed 1,000 deals, now what? Yeah. Here's the truth of the matter, Jill. If you've completed 1,000 deals, and we have a lot of people in our group who have, we certainly have, you're probably not listening to this.
Ha!
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done with us. All you do is you maintain your membership with us, probably because, well, for sure, because you need...
Need the tools.
You need the tools, specifically access to the cheapest, best data on the planet.
And you're sending mail.
And printing. Yeah.
And you're doing your due diligence, or at least your team is.
And you know more than we do.
Huh.
And you're smart enough not to have your own show.
I would like to say one of the things that I want to talk about when we get into the meat of the show is, you know, the 1,000 deals, it sneaks up on you. Like this show.
Yeah.
Today's show at 7:46.
Yep.
That sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of stuff sneaks up on you, you know? Like this big belly I have.
Gosh, that's good. That's so funny. I say like a saggy butt. Okay, got it.
Before we get into our failing bodies, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Academy online community. It's free.
Okay. Matt asks, I'm getting a very good response on my infill lot mailer in Middle Tennessee.
So are we, actually.
And have closed on one. I have one under option. I have three currently in the title process about to close. I'm buying between $3,000 and $5,000 with county assessed values more than four times my purchase price. I don't put much stock in those, though they too tend to usually be on the conservative side,
yeah.
Of course. Comps are between $15,000 and $30,000 for these lots. Boy, that's pretty easy to double your money and get out quick then.
Yeah.
Thoughts on how to creatively market these lots outside of Zillow, Craigslist, Facebook, and flat fee MLS? No responses yet from local builders that I've emailed / called.
Yeah.
My phone is ringing in the first few weeks, but not nearly as much as with my rural vacant land listings. Isn't that funny? Steve has discussed having a buyer lined up before purchasing infill lots.
Steve is disgusted. That's what it sounded
it
like.
It says disgust.
Go ahead, sorry.
Steven has discussed having a buyer lined up before purchasing infill lots, but these seem to be really good buys with full utilities available that I should jump on quickly and then find a buyer after. Anyone have good experience selling infill lots? Would love to hear selling strategies if you're not buying for someone lined up ahead of time, which is obviously the best way to go. Have a feeling these could sit in inventory longer than rural vacant land because it's a different type of buyer.
Nope. Okay, Matt, you have put yourself in a fantastic situation. I love infill lots. Jill and I differ a little bit on this, but I love infill lots. They're totally usable most of the time. Their utilities are all there, and I'll tell you what, the single place to sell these properties is in the MLS. Get yourself a good flat fee MLS posting and do a good workup on it. You know, real estate agents are famous, especially for these low-end properties, famous for just skimping, you know, taking out their iPhone and not even turning it horizontal and taking a picture with the toilet seat up kind of thing. So do a great posting.
Like,
and
where was that?
Get a flat fee MLS, do the flat fee MLS company and micromanage it.
Which you could do for usually about $300.
The other thing, too, is that what you want to do is you want to go out on the internet and purchase the national database of the email database for registered. You didn't hear this from me. Of licensed real estate agents and send them a friendly note, which, you know, depending on who you talk to, may or may not be legal or ethical or any of that stuff. And then you also want to go on to... Land and Farm and Land Watch and anywhere else that there's properties posted for sale, and contact the people who have similar listings or for sale by owner properties in that zip code or county. You'll get it sold. These are great mechanical, great ways to make $10,000 day in and day out. And once you find one or two people in that area, then that's over. Then you'll stop. Your sales effort will go to zero because they will buy everything.
Mm-hmm. I love these parcels too, actually, because it's usually, I feel like I make a higher margin on these and there's less work. No one has to discuss anything about, like you just said, the utilities and all that stuff. It's a no-brainer. And it really is a certain...
themselves.
A certain type of person. It's not, people are not going to retire out on an infill lot. No. I think these are easier and more fun, honestly.
And the person that who's going to buy this property knows more about the area than you do.
Right.
And they're professional, probably home builders in the end. They're not the end user. So there's just so much, it takes all the difficulty out of selling it.
It's true.
You're headed down a path. This will be your career. Because we were buying tons of infill lots right now. Every week we're buying infill lots and selling them immediately. Oh, the other thing is too, you have to buy these and sell them with an escrow agent. So establish a good relationship where you're buying these and then just keep throwing them at the title person.
And then tips on that is definitely ask for the investor rate, because they do offer that. People don't know you can ask for this stuff, and they can get, and you can pay a little money as you're in the process to keep it open, because you know you're going to close it right away. And then that's a beautiful thing. So imagine this, like we had one where I paid an extra $100, big deal, to keep title open, but because what it meant was when we closed it, the total cost to close it was like $500, which I split with the buyer.
Exactly.
And when you tell people, not only do I have this info lot at this price and it's going to cost you $250 to close it, that's it. They're like, well, how did you do that? You are my best friend.
So take a couple steps back and really think about what you've created. You created a situation where you really only have to sell the first few, because then you're going to have a buyer forever. Number one. Number two, you take all the work out of yourself, all the work for yourself out of the sales process entirely and the closing process, because you're shoving it on title. So now you have a situation where you can truly be a one-man operation, maybe with an assistant, and close just tons and tons and tons of deals from your kitchen table. And it's dirt. It's still dirt. That's the beauty. It's not a house, so you don't have to worry about inspections or any of that stuff.
Yep.
And you're just printing $10,000. Let's say you do one a week, 10 grand. You make 10 grand one a week. That's $500,000. And how long does it take to do one deal?
Right.
You know, I mean, a deal a week, maybe 3 hours. I mean, I don't know if you could spend 3 hours.
I know.
So.
Good gig.
You figured it out. Congratulations.
Yep.
Today's topic. So you've completed 1,000 deals now. What do you do next? And this is actually the theme of the whole week. You've done 1,000 deals. What's up now? What's after that? This is the meat of the show. You were feverishly scribbling stuff down before this show, which makes me think, Jill, that you're so enthusiastic to co-host this topic in this episode. So why don't you just...
just be sarcastic.
Here's what happens.
Oh, my gosh.
So when Jill doesn't put any makeup on, we record all the week's shows all at once and early in the morning. And when Jill shows up with no makeup on...
glasses.
And she's not real happy.
Well, in my defense...
there's no real enthusiasm.
Hold on a moment. In my defense, it's summertime. The weather's beautiful. There's so many events. There's, people in town. Town's busy. There's so much going on. It's pretty hard to lay low the night before you have to record and call it a school night. Mm-hmm. We apparently do not know how to do that.
I looked at our social calendar on the refrigerator and we've got stuff.
Scary.
It's jam-packed.
I know. It's a little scary. You
overscheduled us.
I did not. I don't want to miss anything fun.
You're the right girl for me, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. So back to the show. Here's what I have to say about my about this topic, and it's such a great topic. It's hard for some people I know to imagine. Some people are like, I can't wait to do one deal. And then they can't wait to do 20 deals. And boy, 50, that seems so far away. And 1,000, oh, you must be smoking something.
Yeah.
No. Once you get going, it kind of sneaks up on you like your bank balance. It makes me think of this guy that we had him on our show a while back, and he just popped up again. Because he's still in our community, still in our world. He's been quietly doing tons of deals. His name is Michelle in Florida. And it was so great because I remember before we did this show with Michelle, like a year ago, I think it was. He's like, you know, I hadn't really stopped for a moment because I was so busy, and added in up all the transactions I had done and all the money I'd made. He said, I was kind of blown away when I did that. I didn't know it was that much. I think transaction-wise and bank account-wise. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know I make that much. It was so darn funny. So I'm like, this is the same thing. Once you get going, you don't look back. You're just busy. You've got this machine in place, and it gets better and easier and faster. You look up and you go, whoop, yep. How'd that happen? I just did 200 deals. I didn't even know I did 200 deals. So it's the greatest thing. And by 1,000 deals, that's where you should be. You should hopefully have all your systems are smooth and running easily. You've gone through your fifth assistant and the fifth and final, you're on your final, yeah. Hopefully, you know, because
right.
Let's be honest, that's
really
what
11.
Happens.
We're,
it's hard.
We're 11 for one right now.
Something like that, but maybe for your assistants. Kidding. you're there. That's what I had to say about this. What do you want to add, Stephen?
Here's a bunch of bullet points. Because again, if you've done 1,000 deals, you're not listening to this. What you've done maybe 8 or 0, and you're thinking about what, you know. So my job here in this episode, really this week, is let you in on what this thing looks like on the other side of it. Number one, you've figured everything out except acquisitions. That's all you work on is acquisitions. And you really have figured out acquisitions, but you're kind of walking around thinking that, is this too good to be true? Maybe I just got this lucky. Maybe next year's not going to be as good as last year. And that's wrong. And I still think that. I still, to this day, wonder. I'm like, and when I send a mailer out, I'm like, yeah, maybe I did something wrong. I know,
you're
I know.
So
and you,
good.
And
it's
you
so silly.
Every single time, you're like, what are you talking about?
You know, we do the classic thing that our members do, like, oh no, the phone's not ringing. And then next
every
thing you
time.
Know, it's ringing off the hook. You did the same thing just recently, Stephen. You kind of forget. You go, oh yeah.
And that day, we bought two properties that we will make six digits on.
It's so silly.
So stop doubting yourself. You figured it out. The other thing that you've also figured out is what your niche is. So maybe it's infill lots, like Matt earlier in the with the question. Maybe it's rural vacant acreage, large acreage that people turn into ranches. Maybe it's property that's zoned for apartments or some crazy thing. We on our weekly webinar, we've got a group of people that have specialized in adverse possession, quiet title. That's their deal, and they will never run out of deals. It's a little complicated for this topic, for this venue, but they figured it out. So, you know, you've solved all the problems.
I think that a lot of the people who have done over 1,000 deals are actually listening because they know that what we're talking about and how we're transitioning to bigger and better things. So let's be honest.
Okay.
You keep saying that they're not listening to this show. Yeah, they are. Because there's always...
They're one of the 8 people
who
listen to this show.
There's even at 1,000 deals, you're not going to cover every single possible scenario. There's things just often creep up, number one. And number two, like I said, we're starting to transition and talk about bigger things. Land Academy is going to be House Academy. And so those are the people, they're here because they're waiting for that.
That was my final point. You now understand that whatever your niche is, that it's profitable. You need to kind of replace yourself to run that and start another one. Mm-hmm. Start a new venue for, and I would highly recommend houses, you know, and then after that, start another one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have what it takes. It's very hard for people who have succeeded at this to pat themselves on the back and say, hey, I have what it takes to do a startup. Because mm-hmm. That's what you've done. You've successfully done a startup against all odds. The numbers are staggering. The odds are against you to do a startup.
Right.
It's way easier to just buy a franchise, a pizza franchise, but you didn't take the easy way out. You did your own startup and you were past 1,000 deals. Now, by the way,
right.
How much money do you have?
Exactly.
So there's a delicate balance in this business between, I call it balancing the balance sheet. So you have, at any given time, you have lots of property in your inventory mm-hmm. and lots of money. And in a perfect ideal scenario, all the plants are lined up, you own no property and tons of money. But this just doesn't work that way because you're constantly buying and selling it.
Right.
So you never want to have, later this week, we're going to do a show about the inevitable real estate recession. And I'll cover it in great detail then. But you never want to just be have tons and tons and tons of property,
right,
and no money.
Exactly.
Got to turn the acquisition machine off if that happens and really concentrate on sales or whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done 1,000 deals, so you know this already.
Right.
Well, you've done it again. You spent 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss why you should really be working on acquisitions only. I touched on it earlier, but we'll really get into it in depth tomorrow.
Cool. And we're going to answer your questions posted on our free online community found off of landacademy.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Am I awake enough?
You are now.
Okay.
And you look beautiful without makeup, by the way. I'm not joking.
Thank
you. It's my favorite look on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm awake too now, I think.
Dude, please don't expand on that.
This is, I mean, I love this topic because it's always hard to really, when you have someone who's brand spanking new at this, it's harder for me. When you have somebody who's done 100 deals, 10 deals, and they're like, well, what do you do about this? How do you do structure your LLC? What do you do with when you get a deal that looks like this?
Yeah.
Like, the basics are already there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when you don't have to convince somebody that this works, which we stopped doing that a long time ago.
It's true.
It's a lot more fun.
It's true. That's very true. I have taken that spin now. It's not worth it. If they
it's
don't
not.
Get it, they don't get it, and I feel bad for them, and
yeah.
That's all right. You guys can keep driving for dollars. Have fun.
Yep.
So spend your 8-hour days. I'm going to spend 1 hour.
Keep driving.
Get a lot more done, and I'm going to have my feet up for 7.
Keep driving for dollars and keep buying back tax property.
Yeah.
And you will be miserable.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.